This is a 30-minute body scan meditation, offering the opportunity to practice bringing attention to being in the body as it is, in this moment, and as it changes from moment to moment, as it will over the next 30 minutes. As you begin, choosing a place that is safe, comfortable, and protected. Bringing a sense of curiosity, care, and compassion to what is arising in your body and mind in each moment. Knowing that awareness of what one is feeling and thoughts or emotions one witnesses in each moment is key. Coming to rest on a comfortable surface, such as a mat on the floor, on a bed, or even in a chair. It is not so important where you are lying as the quality of attention you are bringing. Lying with your arms at your sides, palms of the hands open toward the ceiling if that is comfortable, and placing the legs wider than the hips, allowing the back of the head, shoulder blades, buttocks, legs, and heels to relax into the surface on which you're lying. It may be more comfortable if you have a rolled blanket under your knees to ease the lower back. Choosing to close the eyes or keep them open with a soft gaze. If you choose to close the eyes and notice drowsiness, open the eyes at any time to maintain alertness and awareness of sensations and thoughts in each moment. Allow yourself to be exactly as you are right now, feeling the body and watching any activity of the mind. There is no right way to feel as you bring awareness to the body. The way that you are feeling is the way that you are feeling in this moment. Meeting all sensations or awarenesses of thoughts and emotions with caring, curiosity, and compassion. Allowing the body to reveal itself in this unfolding process. Attending to the body as a whole. As long as you are breathing, there is more right with the body than wrong with it. Feeling the sensations of contact as the body rests on the surface on which you are lying. Noticing the air surrounding the face, head, hands, and feet. Letting the breath move through the body in waves. Allowing your attention to rest at the belly, chest, or nostrils. Resting in awareness of these sensations in the whole body as you sink deeper into the surface on which you are lying on each exhalation. When thoughts arise, as they inevitably will, notice the content of the thoughts and gently guide the attention back to the sensations in the body. Know that arising of thoughts is normal and natural. It is what the mind does. bringing acceptance to this aspect of our humanness as we gently and kindly guide the attention back to the sensations within the body. Not thinking about the sensations, but actually feeling the sensations. Shifting the awareness now from the whole body to the toes of the left foot. You may be feeling dampness or itchiness or coolness, maybe the feeling of contact of one toe against the other, or maybe no sensations at all. When you're ready, intentionally breathing into the toes, allowing the breath to travel down the leg, into the toes, and as you exhale, letting go of the toes and shifting your attention to the sole and heel of the left foot. Noticing any and all sensations in this area. Breathing into the sole and heel, and exhaling, allowing the sole and heel of the left foot to dissolve as the attention moves to the ankle. Noting the sensations deep within the bones of the ankle and on the surface of the skin surrounding the ankle. Breathing into the ankle and on an out breath, allowing awareness to let go of the ankle as it tunes into the sensations within the lower leg, in the shin and the calf. If your attention is carried away by thoughts, recognizing the moment of awareness that allows you to notice the content of your thoughts, it might be planning, worrying, remembering, and returning the awareness to the sensations in the lower leg. Breathing in. And on an out breath, letting go and allowing the attention to shift to the knee. Accepting the sensations within the knee as they are, from moment to moment, or awareness of no sensations within and around the knee. Either may be exactly what you are aware of in this moment. Breathing into and out of the knee. When you are ready, take a deep breath down into the knee. And let go of the knee as the attention moves to the thigh. Noticing the actual sensations within the long muscles and bone which make up the thigh. Be as precise as you can about the sensations. Lightness, heaviness, pressure, tightness, or tingling. Allowing the breath to travel down the length of the thigh, and on the out-breath, letting the body rest deeper into the mat or floor. Letting the awareness move now to the right leg and down into the right foot. Directing the attention to the whole of the foot, each of the toes, from the big toe, moving down to the baby toe, the sole of the foot, including the ball below the toes, the arch, and heel. The top of the foot and all of the bones and joints within the foot, including the ankle. Not thinking about the foot, but actually feeling the sensations as you breathe into the foot. On the next exhalation, allowing the right foot to dissolve. Moving the awareness to the right leg, the bones of the lower leg, the veins and arteries supplying the lower leg, knee, and thigh with nutrients and oxygen. Feeling the sensations of whatever is present in this moment as the waves of breath travel in and out of the right leg, between the toes and the inner thigh, up to the groin and outer thigh to the hip bone. Letting go of the leg and bringing the attention to the pelvic area, both hips, the groin, the genitals, and buttocks. Observing the breath flowing in and out of the pelvis. Allowing it to soften and release as awareness moves into the lower back. Letting the breath penetrate the lumbar vertebra and lower back, allowing all sensations in this area to be bathed in awareness and spaciousness. Noticing the expansion and contraction of the lower back as the breath enters and flows out of this area. And on the next exhalation, the lower back dissolves and attention shifts to the belly as it fills and empties, expanding upward and downward, and maybe even outward toward the sides of the body. Allowing a deep breath to fill the belly and release the belly on the out-breath as the attention shifts to the upper torso, to the rib cage, front and back, noticing the expansion and contraction with each breath. The heart beating and the lungs filling with air. Emotions may also arise. Boredom, enjoyment, contentment, sadness, irritation, impatience. Bring awareness to any emotion that may arise, and bring awareness to how emotion feels in the body. Accepting and compassionate toward all that arises, because it is here now. As you take a long, slow, intentional breath and release the upper torso on the out-breath, allowing the attention to travel down both arms to both hands and to the tips of each finger. The fingernails, the bones and joints of each finger, starting with the baby fingers, moving to the ring fingers, the middle fingers, index fingers, and thumbs, across the palms of the hands and into the wrists. What are the sensations within the hands and wrists? Is there tingling, pulsing, heat, coolness, clamminess? What you notice is not as important as the awareness of the sensations. The sensations may be pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Allow the spaciousness of awareness to hold whatever you are experiencing in this moment. Breathing in and releasing the hands and wrists as you shift the attention to the forearms, the tops of the forearms, bottoms, and sides as they connect to the elbows and the sensations there. Allowing the attention to continue to travel to the upper arms, to each of the muscles from the upper arms that extend into the shoulders, aware of the sensations there. And when you are ready, breathing into both of the arms, all the way down to the fingers, and exhaling, allowing the hands, wrists, lower and upper arms to release even more into the surface you are lying on. As the attention moves into the neck and throat, aware of the sensations of breath moving through the throat and larynx. Aware of the muscles of the neck, beginning at the collarbones in front and shoulder blades in back. As the muscles extend upward into the bones at the base of the jaw in front and skull in back. Aware moment by moment of these muscles that often hold tension and stress. Allowing the breath to nurture and cleanse this area. Breathing into the neck and throat area and letting go as the attention moves to the face and head. Feeling the sensations in the jaw, at the chin, the sensations around the lips, the teeth, the gums, tongue, palate, and inner cheeks. The mouth may open slightly as all of these muscles relax. Bring awareness to the sensations at the nostrils and the bony structure of the nose. The cheeks. The eyelids and the corners of the eyes. Allowing the eyeballs to rest within the bony sockets. Aware of the sensations within the eyebrows. The space between the eyebrows. Across the forehead. To the temples. And ears. Breathing into the skin, muscles, and bones of the face. Aware of any sensations or lack of sensations in this area. On the next exhalation, allowing the attention to cradle the scalp and cranium, as well as the brain tissue within the cranium. Allowing all to be just as it is. Aware of thoughts as you are able, and allowing them to pass through as attention rests on the sensations within the head and scalp. Allowing awareness to once again encompass and hold the whole body from head to toes. Breathing in and letting go, allowing a natural peacefulness to arise, or awareness of other sensations or thoughts that are present. Allowing the whole body to be bathed in breath. Embracing the awareness of an inner silence as we rest, complete and whole, just as we are. Healing in the stillness as the waves of breath wash over us. Aware of taking the time to befriend ourselves and become aware of our inner resources. Allowing this awareness into all aspects of our day and life. Lying here, embracing all. Exactly as it is, in the silence, until the bell sounds.